Israel launches deeper raids against Hamas inside Gaza. By Joel B. Polak on October 27, 2023. Israel launched expanded incursions into Gaza on Friday evening, sending tanks and special forces into the terrorist-controlled territory to take out specific targets and prepare the way for a possible full-scale ground invasion. As the United Nations General Assembly passed a resolution calling for a ceasefire and defeated an amendment that would have condemned Hamas, Israel continued taking the fight to the Palestinian terrorist group that launched the war by invading Israel and killing over 1,200 people October 7. Earlier, the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, released video footage of airstrikes on underground command centers and tunnels. Madhath Mubashar, commander of Hamas' Western Khan Yunis battalion, was eliminated by an IDF aerial strike. Furthermore, the IDF struck 250-plus Hamas targets, including a terrorist tunnel network in Gaza that detonated the secondary explosions. pic.twitter.com/cob5j0np2g. Israel Defense Forces, at IDF, October 27, 2023. Meanwhile, in Tel Aviv, three people were wounded when a Hamas rocket evaded the Iron Dome and hit an apartment building. The IDF has not confirmed the targets or scope of Friday night's operations yet, but has said, according to the Times of Israel, that it has not yet begun a full ground invasion. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new biography, Rhoda, Comrade Caudalie, You Are Out of Order. He is also the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at Joel Polak. Editor's note, this story was updated to reflect a revised number on the death toll from the October 7 Hamas attack in Israel. The Israeli government estimate of 1,400 was revised to around 1,200, according to Reuters.